So if you could open to Proverbs chapter 3. If Kenny, I could get some more treble or something in the mic. I think it's a little... Proverbs 3, we're going to just look at a couple of verses, 25 and 26. I want to read from the New Living Translation, and then we'll read again from the NASB. Proverbs 3, 25. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. The NASB says something very similar. Do not be afraid of sudden fear nor the onslaught of the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your gift of love. And God, in the midst of confusion and just chaos, Lord, we just pray that you would be our security, that you would be our confidence. And Lord, we just ask for your wisdom today. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. In America, you may have heard that there's at the new Batman movie premiere, there was a shooting in Colorado where I believe the numbers are 18 people died and 54 injured. There's tremendous grief. It was one of the largest shootings and killings in America in a while. And it just seems like it doesn't make any sense in the sense of those kinds of things. And even in this Typhoon 10, just some of the reports that I've heard that there are many, many injuries, and including, I'm not even sure about the death count, if there was any. Recently in Beijing, there's flooding, and I believe 37 or a number of people died. And you have these natural tragedies, you have these disasters, tremendous suffering, like 9/11 and the Holocaust. And the same question always comes up. Either people's faith is rocked and shaky and swayed in the storm, or they find faith in God. And the question, the same question will always come up during these times is, how could a good God allow bad things to happen? How could a good God allow this to happen? Where was he? Why didn't he protect the people? It's not fair. How is this possible? And so for some, they can't believe in a God like that. They can't believe that if God exists and he's a good God, that this is the evidence that there is no God. You know, all of this tragedy and things like that. And so I kind of want to address a little bit about that. The answer, and I don't know if there is an answer, but we have to look at the beginning and the purposes of God from the beginning. And a lot of us wonder, is God the cause of evil? Did he cause this to happen? Did he allow this to happen? Is the author of evil? And the answer is no, he is not the author of evil. He is not the cause of evil. He is a God of love, and he's defined by love. And in terms of his relationship with us, his highest value is love. The highest character for himself is holiness, but in regards to relationship with us, his highest value is love. And so because of that, he gives us a free will and he gives us a choice. And because of those freedoms and those choices, man has taken matters into their own hands and has made bad choices and has chosen to sin against people. And sin ultimately is selfishness. You look at the very first murder in Cain and Abel. And Cain had his free choice, and he had that choice, and he used that choice to kill his brother. And he killed his brother because of jealousy and different things, and ultimately when it comes to sin, sin is the result of selfishness. No one has any idea why the terrorists decided to run a plane through the Twin Towers, but ultimately they had disregard for other people's lives, and they decided to do that. And so because of God's love, he gives us a choice. And makes these choices. People makes these choices. And so it's easy to quickly blame God for these disasters and these tragedies and not to minimize the pain and suffering of these people who lost loved ones. But you cannot blame God. God is not the author of this. The result of God's decision to allow free choice and free will to man, they've taken matters into their own hands and made poor decisions and ultimately costly decisions. John 3:19 in the Message says this: "This is the crisis that we're in, that God's light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God." And so they had a choice, and the Bible says that the man chose darkness, and they had no intention, no desire to please God. And so you have these things that happen. I mean, if you think about it, maybe God could have eliminated all evil in the world. He could have stopped this. He could have stopped it from the beginning, but he didn't create us like puppets, and he's a marionette, and we're not robots where we have to follow in line. And I thought about that a little bit. Let's say that was the case. You know, we could argue, God, why couldn't you have stopped this? Why couldn't you have made us all into good people and destroyed evil and made us all into robots? And so I thought about it. And let's say that was the case in our world. Well, then my question is, what's the point? Does God really need us, to take care of the land and all these? Does he really need us to follow along and things like that? What is the purpose? I mean, God can take care of the land himself. He doesn't need us to pick up his dry cleaning. God doesn't need us, to do those things. But he wanted us he created us to love him. I just want, to set the record straight that these shootings and these floods and all these things, they're horrendous and they're evil and they're just tragic. But God in his sovereignty made man into his image and the ability to choose between good and evil. And unfortunately, sometimes man chooses evil. But God is always good. You know, we have that saying, God is good all the time, God is good. But when you're suffering, when people around you are dying and people are losing jobs and there's tragedy going on, it's hard to see that God is good, but the truth is God is always good, but man is not. Don't get the two confused. But so the question is, we like to ask why. Why does this happen? Why does God allow these things to happen? Well, I think that's the wrong question to ask. I think that's a question that we will never know until we get to heaven, and I know that doesn't satisfy people. But I always tell them this: even if you knew why, even if you knew the reasons and the answer to that question of why would God allow this to happen, it wouldn't satisfy you and it wouldn't comfort you, because the reasons do not comfort. It's the promises that comfort. I want to say that again. The reasons and the answers to why does not comfort people. It doesn't comfort you. It is the promises of God that brings comfort. And so, let's say we found out why, your mom had to die of cancer and why she had to go through that. And we explained to you, this is why. That wouldn't comfort you, but if we were able to extend it to you, just like the blind man, when the Pharisees were asking about the blind man in John, was it sin or was it not sin that this person was born blind? And Jesus' response is, it was because so that my glory would be revealed. And so the promises of that your mom or your relative or your loved one is going to be in paradise, that is what comforts, not the reasons. And so I think if as a people, as a nation, if we continue to ask, why does this happen? Why could this happen to me? What did I do? It's not fair. And we ask all these why questions. If you notice, when Job was going through his suffering, God never answered a single why question. And that is the case. That is the case in our lives, that he will never. But the promise of God is that he is with you in the midst of your suffering. people will ask, well, where was God when, you know, my brother was murdered at this movie theater? And I think the answer is, God was in the same place when he saw his own son Jesus die. He was in the same place. Where was God when the shootings happened and your family member passed away? Where was God? He was in the same place when he was witnessing his own beloved son die on the cross. He was with you. He was in the suffering with you. And so as we go back to Proverbs, verse 25, do not be afraid of sudden disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security, or in other translations, the Lord is your confidence. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. There is a lot of suffering that is happening in this world, and there's a lot of pain that is happening. And there's a lot of nonsensical things that happen in our lives, and it's truly painful. And we're going to wonder, what is the deal, God? Why did this happen? Just know that it is for his glory, and as Romans 8:28 talks about, he's able to take these things and cause it to be good for those who love him. I want to finish with Proverbs, or excuse me, Psalm 23. If we could have Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk, the psalmist is going through such a difficult time. You can maybe infer that there's a lot of pain to the point where he's talking about the shadow of death. Death is upon me. Death is following me. They're chasing me. Even though I'm going through that right now, he says, I will fear no evil, for why? You are with me. And he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so in order to make sense of all of this craziness and pain, the scriptures tell us, don't be afraid, for the Lord will be your confidence. May we find confidence and security in knowing that God is still in control over this chaos, that God is still in control over all of these deaths, that God has a purpose and a reason that for, to be honest, it's not really appropriate for us to know, nor should we want to know. But just know that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil because he is with us. It is his rod and his staff. They comfort us. Are you going through any confusion this morning? Are you going through any chaos this morning? Come to God. Come to the Father this morning. May he be your comfort. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray that it would be your word that gives us comfort, that it would be your promises that give us comfort. God, as we hear the news and all of these tragedies happening all around us, and even in our own personal lives, there's so much pain and suffering and just confusion. God, may we hold on that you are with us and that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Hold us in your arms, God. As we meditate upon the word this morning, let's worship and let's lift him up and let's sing praise. So let's sing this together. Thank you.
Jesus, one, you're my rock of peace, Lord of all. I depend on you. I call out to
Continue to be faithful in praying for our community, and as God is faithful to us. And so let's begin to lift up those who are ill and sick. And I know if that were me up on the screen, I'd want to receive prayer as much as I can. So let's keep praying for those that are, their names are on the screen. And so let's lift up also those that are ill in your own circle and community. So let's pray for them right now. Let's pray for those also ill, but that are not believers yet. And let's ask God to continue to just reveal himself, and that the veils would be taken over their eyes. And let's just really pray with compassion for them. Let's lift them up right now. Thank you. pray for those who are seeking employment, and let's ask God's hand to be upon them. And slowly, those names are coming off, and so let's just continue to lift them up right now. Pray for our mission focus this morning, and let's lift up Cambodia and Pastor O for New Life, for Pastor Tang to Center Peace Orphanage. Let's lift up Grace and Bloom, and also the country of Philippines and Bhutan. And so let's lift up those countries this morning. Saturday, our Bloom team is leaving for Cambodia, so let's lift them up in prayer, and let's lift up the worship team, and as the team is there on the screen, you can pray for them individually and as a team. Ask the Lord to provide safety and protection over them, and let's ask the Lord to really use them in a powerful way. So let's lift them up right now, not only the Bloom team, but the worship team also. Let's now pray for our SP Ministries, for our IP team, and Matt, and Cascade, and Rachel, and The Well, Larry, Local Outreach, Pastor Sophia. Let's cover them with our prayers and ask the Lord to really bless them and use them.
Father, we just ask that you would just be with our IP team, God, give them wisdom. Lord, I pray that you give them strength and encouragement, God. I pray that you just begin to continue to speak through them and use them to for the Cascade Ministry, Lord, and Rachel, Lord, God, I pray that you would, Lord, that you would have the authority, God, to oversee, Lord, and God, we just pray that you would release freedom, God, through the Cascade, God. We pray that people would have courage, God, to go through, God. We pray for just your anointing oil, God, over the ministry, God. We pray, God, for regular, everyday healings, God, physical healing, God. Lord, we pray for an increase in healing ministry. We lift up the local outreach, God, especially this Saturday as they go out. Lord, we just pray, Father, for a life change and a heart just grasp. We thank you.
And let's pray for our summer Bible study, our SBS tonight. Let's lift up just the men and the women, that they would grow deeper into God's Word. And let's just pray for all the logistics and everything. And just ask that it be a powerful time of getting deeper into God's Word. So let's pray.
Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to go deep into your Word. God, we just pray, Father, that you would just reveal, God, your heart, God, that we would have an understanding, a deeper understanding of who you are through the characters of the Bible, Lord. God, we just ask, Father, God, that sense of community as we learn together. Father, we just thank you, Father, for this. We ask God. This is so much in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we just pray, Father God, for protection.
Father, we just thank you, God, in the midst of the rain, God, that the rain would touch and give life. God, I pray that our perspectives would change and know that you are high and lifted up, seated on the throne. And God, that you are good all the time. And God, would you forgive us for our sins that causes injury towards one another. Lord, we just pray that you would redeem all of these tragic things for your glory. Lord, the things that man has caused for harm, God, I pray that you use it for good. We lift up this time, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Encourage you to stay and continue to seek God's face and continue to intercede. Have a wonderful prayer time, and we'll see you tomorrow.